Okay, good morning, everyone. We begin the next part in Sefer Yeshua. We're still in Perek Ches, and we have to begin on Pasuk Lamed. But before we do that, there's a very involved topic coming up now. So, to appreciate that, first I got a map for you to take a look at. And I know I had this map, and I couldn't find it, and I just found it over the weekend. This map really tells you what the whole Sefer Yeshua is all about. So let's just, for purpose of review, just look at where we're starting over here. If you look on the lower right-hand side, just above the box, you'll see a number 1 with some arrows. Do you see that? A circle with a 1 in the circle. So that and the thing to the north, the arrow to number 2, this is the conquest of the east side of the Jordan River, the number 1 being the war of Sihon, the king of Amori, and number 2 being the Muhammad, the war of Og, the king of Bashan. It's also a very nice map of Eretz Yisrael. Get a really good handle of what Eretz Yisrael, the topography of the land, is like a little bit. This was all on the east side of the Jordan River. Then you go back down after the first battle and second battle. They came back down south, and you see that area with the 12 little stones is Shittim. Okay, that's the Jewish people as they begin now their march across the Jordan River, and directly to the right, to the left of it is Gilgal. Then point number 3 is the Battle of Jericho. Point number 4 is the Battle of Ai. As you see, we're cutting into the central area of Eretz Yisrael. And just for reference sake, you drop down about an inch south of Ai. You have Yerushalayim. Okay, I don't know what the scale is over here. But this is that we finished the Battle of Ai. And there are a number of still major conquests, major incidents to go. As you see, point 5, point 6, and point 7. Point 5 is the peace treaty with Givon that's coming up in chapter 9. Then point 6 is the southern battles. And then we'll move up, 7 will be the northern battles. And that really encapsulates a lot of what Sefer Yeshua is all about. Now what we're going to be talking about today, specifically, and all these cities are these biblical cities as they will be described. So you go north of Ai, you see Shiloh's above Ai, and that's going to be an important place because that's where the Mishkan sits for 360-odd years. So that's an important place. The Mishkan and Shiloh, it's just above Ai. Just above Ai is Shiloh. But go a little bit more, you see a big, big circle, a black dot in the middle, and that is Shechem. That is Shechem, Nablus. And you see a little picture of two little mountains, Har Evel to the north, and Har Gerizim to the south. Okay, everybody see the map? We've got our bearings straight over here. Okay, so that I think will be very helpful for us to, as we're about to do what we're going to do now. So let's turn a page. And we're going to do a little chumash now, so we can appreciate what Yeshua does as he is commanded. There are two places in the Torah where the Torah makes reference to the events that are about to take place. The first is the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Now the first sheet's got the Hebrew and the second sheet's got the English. So, rather the second and third, whatever, you'll notice. I photocopied about 3 sheets of chumash, so you can find the language that works best for you. So, Moshe says, Re'e anochi nosein lifnechem ayom barachu klo'o. You know, today I'm going to give you a blessing and a curse. As a bracha, the blessing, asher tishmo mitzvos Hashem elokechem asher anochi mitzav eschem ayom. The blessing, if you'll listen to the mitzvos Hashem, your God, which I am commanding you today. V'aklo'o, the curse, im lo tishmo mitzvos Hashem elokechem. If you don't listen to mitzvos Hashem, etc., etc., etc. Now, chav tes, this is what's the critical part. It will be when Hashem will bring you into the land that you are coming to inherit. You will place the blessing on Mount Gerizim. Vesaklola al Har Evel, and the curse on Mount Evel. That's the one we're talking about here. In Shechem. Right? Yosef HaTzadik is buried in Shechem. Okay, and that's, as you could see, where, when we had the privilege to be at the kever of Yosef HaTzadik, you could see Har Grizim and Har Evel from his kever. So you'll place the blessing on Har Grizim and the curse on Har Evel. Halo Hema Be'Ever Ayardim. Are they not on the other side of the Jordan River? Acharei Derech Mevo Hashemesh Beres HaKnan Yoshe Barava. It's on the way of the setting sun, where the Knanim live on the plains, meaning to the west. Okay. Mul HaGilgal Eitzel Alone Mamre. Far from Gilgal, near the plains of Moreh. Elone Moreh. So that's giving you some idea where it is. Now, Mul HaGilgal, it is pretty far away from Gilgal. I mean, there's a lot of ways I translate the word Mul. Well, yeah, but it doesn't fit, because it's not opposite Gilgal. That's what the Forshim have to say a little bit different. But anyway, that's where it is. Alright? Kiatem. Kiatem over Mesayardim, because you are crossing the Jordan River, Lavola, Reshus, Aris, to go to conquer the land. Asher Hashem, Lokechon, the Sayyidim, Hashem is giving to you. If you reach the Mosovi, Yishavtem, Bo, you shall possess it, and you shall settle in the land. Shmartem las, as called a chukim, as a shuddim, as a nochis, and the same lechon yom, and you should guard yourself to do all the statutes and commandments and the laws which I'm commanding to you, and they're going on, and then it goes on and tells what they're supposed to do. So, what does it say in this section over here? When you come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, you will what? You will place blessings and curses on this mountain. Okay, that's what this part of the Torah tells you. There's an idea to say blessings and curses on this mountain. Doesn't say a lot more. Now let's turn a couple pages and go to later on in Sefer Dvorim. It should be page 1072 in the Hebrew, 1073 in the English. We're now in Parshas Kisavo, towards the end of the Torah. Vayitzav Moshe v'zikni Yisrael some lemor. Moshe and the elders commanded the people, saying, Shemor es kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom. Keep the following mitzvah which I'm commanding you today. Now this is very, very tricky, and I'm not suggesting we're going to get total understanding of these psukim. Vayobayom asher tavru es hayardin. What does that mean? It'll be on the day when you cross the Jordan River. Now remember, on the day that you cross the Jordan River, Ela Aris of the land Asher Hashem Elokecha Nasein Lach, which Hashem is giving you, Va'kemos Elocha Avonim Gedolos V'Sadato Asam Basid, and you will set up for yourself large boulders, and you will plaster them. You'll coat them with plaster. V'Chasavta Lehem Es Kol Divrei Torah Zos B'Avrecha, and you will write upon them all the words of this Torah. Pashtus, it means the five books of Moses. Be'avrecha, when you cross, Laman asher tovo el ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha nosen lecha eretz avos chavos dvash asher kasher diber Hashem Elokei avosecha loch. So that you may enter the land of Israel that Hashem is giving you, the land of milk and honey, as Hashem said to your father. So that you should get this land. This is what you have to do. You have to set up the stones, plaster them, and write the Torah. Now, it seems a bit of repetition now. V'hayaba avrachayim es hayardin. We, when you cross the Jordan River, takimu es avonim alel, you set up these stones, asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom, v'har evol. You should set them up on Har Evol, Mount Evol. V'sarata som basid, and plaster them up, coat them with plaster. Uvanid, and look at the order, trying to remember the order over here. Right, so what are we doing? you set up the stones number one, plaster them with plaster number two. Next pasuk, Ubanisa Shamizbech Lashem Lokecha Mizbech Avanim Lo Sani Falem Barzel. You'll build an altar over there, made out of stone, and you will not put any stone. You won't cut the stone with any iron. Okay, so you're gonna take those right. Avonim shleimos tivnas mizbech Hashem lokecha should be complete stones. Valisa lavolos Hashem lokecha, and you will bring offerings there, burnt offerings. V'zavachter Shlomi, going to bring peace offerings. V'achal Hashem and eat there. V'samachtam lifnei Hashem elokecha, and you rejoice before Hashem your God. V'chasavta avonim es kol divrei Torah zos baritev, and you'll write on those stones a very thorough explanation, which the rabbis say it means to translate into 70 languages. So we talked about this a couple months ago. Okay, but now we really got to see it inside. So it's a little bit tricky, because you've got the first couple psukim talk about when you cross the Jordan River, and you'll set up big rocks, and you'll plaster them, and you'll write the words of the Torah on them. And then from Pasuk Daran, it seems to repeat what's going on, and then throws in this idea of building an altar, bringing korbanos, and then writing on the safe, writing the words of the Torah on it. So it's hard to understand what's going on over here. Okay, there seems to be a lot of repetition. And then you go on, so Moshe, you know, then Moshe says, you know, go drop down to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayitzav, Moshe Zom Bayom HaHulei Mor. Moshe commands the people on this day, saying, Eile Yamdu Levarech HaSa'om Al Har Grizim Ba'avrach HaMasayarim. These will stand and bless. These will stand to bless the people on Mount Grizim. And when you cross the Jordan River, he says, Shimon, Velevi, Vihuda, Vyisachar, Vyosef, Ubinyamin, this will stand to bless. Veliam Dala Klala, this will stand by the curse. Baharevel and Harevel, Ruven, God, Vasher, Zvul, and Dunvin, Aftali. Okay, so you got six on one side, six on the other. Okay. And then finally, it says, "Va'onra Levim, va'omra kol ish yisrael kol ram." And then the Levim will respond and speak in a loud voice. And then you have all those curses, a whole list of curses. So there's all different explanations exactly what's going on. But it seems that the Levite elders would turn to Mount Gerizim and call out, "Blessed is the man who does this and this and this and that." Okay. On the other side. And all the Jews answer Amen. Then they turn to Mount Abel and call out, "Cursed is a man." And it's the opposite. Torah gives us the curses, doesn't write the blessings, but we can infer the blessings from the curses that were going on over there. And that indeed is supposed to happen as well. So that's the entire procedure over here. Now there's a lot of discussion exactly who is supposed to do this. If you look on page 1073 in the English commentary. When he says blessing and curses. So we can just read that a little bit. As soon as the Jews entered the land, they were to assemble at two mountains for a new acceptance of the Torah. There 12 commandments would be enumerated, and the people would acknowledge publicly the blessings awaiting those who observe them, and curses will befall those who spurn them. 6 tribes would stand on one mountain, 6 on the other, with the Ark, the Kohanim, and the elders of the Levites in the valley between them. The Levites in the valley would loudly pronounce the blessings and curses, and the tribes on the mountaintops would call out Amen. Thus, the very entry into the land would include a pledge of allegiance, as it were, to the Torah that constitutes the essence of Jewish nationhood. Okay. These 12 subjects of the blessings and curses are acts of the sort that transgressors could do secretly. Thus, the nation would proclaim that it abhorred stealthily committed sins and acknowledge that God would punish those who commit them. Accordingly, the entire nation would inaugurate its occupation of the land by declaring that there can be no contradiction between public and private morality. A nation that considers it acceptable to sin in private will evidently see erosion of its moral integrity. Okay, so there you have the idea. So you got Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin are on which side? What? They're standing on Har Gerizim. And the Levites are talking to them and saying the blessings, and they're saying Amen. You got the other 6 tribes on Har Eval, right? And they're getting the curses on that side. Okay? So that's the setup. So just get the idea over here. Okay, now that we have that a little bit understood, now let's begin to read our psukim for today. Okay, and see exactly how this fits in. See, I'm going to have to make a judgment call. How much I want to spend on this, because we could spend the whole week on this section over here. This is fascinating stuff here. So let's go back into our psukim now. We're on Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed. Okay. We just finished the Battle of Ai. Oz. What does Oz mean? Then. Yibone Yehoshua Mizbeach Lashem Elokei Yisrael Bahar Eval. Okay, then what happened? Yeshua, well, literally, what does Yibone mean? He will build. Yibone, Yibone. Yivne. Yeah, but still, so Yud. I understand, but there's a Yud is. It's okay, different hefils and this and that, but it's still. It is a future. It's a future word. It's got a yud in front of it, so it's hard to understand. So the only thing that it's similar to is the idea of Oz Yashir, Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Then he will. Doesn't mean he will. And we see Rashi over there talks about that. But anyway, for simplicity's sake, right now we'll translate it. Then Yeshua built. But we know there's all kinds of grammatical problems there. So he built a mizbeach l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He built an altar to the God of Israel, Behar Eval, on Mount Eval. Kasher tziva Moshe Eved Hashem es Bnei Yisrael kakasu b'sefer Torah Moshe, just like Moshe commanded, the servant of Hashem commanded the Jewish people, as it is written in the sefer of Torah Moshe, what is to build a mizbach avonim shleimos, a altar of full stones. That no sword was upon it to cut it down. That's exactly what the Torah says. Vayalu alav olos l'Hashem vayizbuchu shlomim. And they brought up burnt offerings and they brought peace offerings. Vayichtov shom al avonim. And they wrote on the avonim Eis Mishnei Torah Moshe Zekoshel v'nei b'nei Yisrael, the Mishnah Torah, the repetition of the Torah which Moshe wrote before the Jewish people. It's machlok, it's exactly what it means. Ramban, I believe, says the entire Torah. He wrote the entire Torah. V'chol Yisrael uskein v'shoch v'shovtov omdi mizeh umizeh l'aron neged ha'kohanim alivim noser v'ris Hashem kager kazrach. So all the Jewish people and the elders and the officers, the policemen, the judges were standing on this side and this side of the ark, opposite the Kohanim, the Levim, who carries the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem, as far as the convert and the citizen, Chetzel Mulhar Grizim, half to the side of Mount Grizim, Vechetzel Mulhar Evel, another half to Har Evel, Kesher Tziva Moshe Eved Hashem L'Berech Hasam Yisrael B'Rishonah, as Moshe commanded, the servant of Hashem commanded to bless the Jewish people B'Rishonah in the beginning. Achrechein, and after that, Kara es, so they gave the, it seems, they what? They gave the, doesn't say exactly what they did over there. They're standing there, so what did they do there? Where does it talk about the blessings? Right? Does it say it? It's just, so they're standing there. Like, what are they doing? Right? But now, Lamedal, V'acharein Kara es kol divrei Torah brach v'klo. Then it writes all the words of the Torah, the blessing of the curse, Kakala, Kosmos, Sefer Torah, as it's all written in the Torah. And Loha Yadav, Mikol Asher Tziva Moshe, Asher Lo, Kori Yeshua, Neged Kol, Kal Yisrael, V'Nashem Atav, Ager Halef, Ekorvam. There wasn't anything that Moshe commanded to do that Yeshua did not read before the entire congregation of Israel and the women and the little children and the converts, the strangers amongst them. So obviously, you know, only after reading what it says in Sefer Dvarim do you really appreciate what's going on over there. But this whole process in six short psukim is briefly being related to. So, again, it seems that they set up the altar, right, a mizbach avonim, and they write on that the Mishnah Torah, etc., etc., right? You're doing that. And then you bring the korbanos, right? Then you bring the korbanos, and then you say the blessings and the curse. That's in Shechem. Shechem. Now, when would you wouldn't know that unless I showed you the map. All right? But it tells you, the Torah says, Har Evel and Har Grizim. Right? There's so many references, it's hard to keep cut, but the Navi does mention, Pasuk Lamed, Be Har Evel. They built the Mizbeach they built the Mizbech in Har Eivo. Right? So they built the Mizbech, wrote, again, does he mention the plaster over here?
Yeah.
Does he mention the plaster in this? Not here. Not in Sefer Yeshua. And the Torah says to put the plaster on. And to write the Torah, and then the Korbanos. Right? In the Torah, I don't think that's exactly the same order. If you looked on page 1072, it says when you cross the Jordan River, you'll put up the stones, you'll plaster it, you build a Mizbeach, you know, then you're going to bring the Korbanos, and then you're going to write the words of the Torah. So there seems to be the order, it doesn't seem to be 100% clear. Now, what's the issue here? The main issue here is, when did this story take place? This is a big argument in the Talmud, and the subsequent Mefarshim follow suit in this argument. When did this take place? Now, when we were learning in Perek Dalet about the crossing of the Jewish people and talked about taking the stones, right, and where they put the stones, they had a whole discussion. They had 12 stones. Yeshua set them up in Gilgal. Right? So then we mentioned there were other opinions exactly what happened. Did he just leave them in Gilgal? Did they go on that day? Many Mefarshim say, and Rashi over here tells us right on the spot. He says, if you look in the Rashi, if I don't know if you have one in your Navi, on Pasuk Lamed, Ozi Bona, he says, Parsha Zuksuva Muktam Umeuchar Shemiyom Shavas Yarim Asakev. This parsha is not in its right place, and these six psukim all belong in the end of Perek Dalet. All belong to the end of Perek Dalet. Meaning when they crossed the Jordan River, that's when all this happened. Okay, so now if that's when it happened, so the obvious question is why are they writing it here? Alright, so there's a lot to discuss. Okay, we got some of the issues over here. Yes or Paul? It's interesting. It's an interesting contrast, although it's a much different type of pile of stones. A pile of stones for him, they just took a bunch of rocks and piled it on. Here it's 12 boulders. But, you know, there's one, monument, so to speak, another monument, so to speak. Okay. One of them, unfortunately, just says, well, we're just trying to keep things in a geographical order. We're going east to west, and then heading up north, so we did things in a geographical order. So we're going to today go through the Malbim's Pshat, and then we will, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow, I don't know if we'll finish the Malbim's Pshat today, then tomorrow we'll say another Pshat. Tomorrow's a short day, only about half an hour. And then we're going to go to a whole other issue. What was the whole symbolism of the 12 tribes, and six on one side, six on the other? The whole thing's very unusual. So, on the last page of this booklet, I photocopied the Malbim for you, and I enlarged it for my Malbim. So, let's take a look and see what the Malbim has to say on this. And he is like a real good compromise position over here. Okay, Malbim's a nice compromise position. It's the last sheet. You don't have to look hard. Just look for the last sheet. And you see I got all kinds of markings there. Okay, so you got the text on the top of the Navi. Then you got Rashi, Mitzuda Sion, and to the left it says Nachlas Yeshua, and then drop down 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, you see a Lamed Oz Yiboneh. Okay? Just gonna read this through. Once in a while, you know, we'll read a Malbim. Okay? Give everyone with me here? I know it's in Rashi script, so that may lose some of you. So, I don't have. What? Yours is in regular. Okay, well, you're gonna learn a little bit. I'll read Rashi script. So he says, "Kefi hapshat, according to the simple meaning of the text, osa masa zos achar milchamas ha'ai. This action was done after the battle of Ai. Ukfi seder haksuvim, and according to the order of the texts. Okay. Now, v'ine, or maybe it's leading into the next clause, v'ukfi seder k'suvim, v'ine, but Torah Amr, it says in the Torah, and we read it, v'haya b'yom asher tavra sayardin, will be on the day when you cross the Jordan River, you will establish for yourself large boulders and plaster them up. And you will write all the words of this Torah. Again, this is going back and making reference to source on page 1072. This is what it's referring back to, right? That was Pasuk Beis, and then he's going into Pasuk Gimel, V'chasavta Leim, right, that's Gimel, V'chasavta Leim is called Divrei Torah Zos, Be'avrecha, you will write all the Torah, these were Be'avrecha, when you cross, okay, V'chul, etc. Then he moves, jumps ahead to Pasuk Dalet, he's just quoting the verses now. When it will be when you cross the Jordan River, set up these stones, which I'm commanding you to do today on Har Evel, the seed, plaster them up, and build an altar, for Hashem your God, an altar of stones, and bring burnt offerings, etc. And write on these stones the whole Torah. Now we go to the underlines. You got to understand. Madua kefil hatzivui. Why is the commandment repeated? Mehakomas avanim about setting up the stones, v'soda sambasid and plastering them, umechtivas divrei Torah and writing the Torah shtei pamim. Everything's repeated twice, right? In pasuk beis, it says set up the stones, plaster them, and write the Torah when you cross. And then in Pasuk Dalet, when you cross, set up the stones, plaster them with seed, then we throw in the offerings and the altar, etc., etc., and then says, and write all the Torah. It's everything's being said twice. Very, very difficult. Right, that's one thing. Ubitchila Amar, now here's very important. In the beginning it says, Bayom Asher Tavru, on the day when you cross. The Achagach and the Pasuk Dalet says, V'haya ba'avrachem, and it'll be when you cross the Jordan. Again, Pasuk Beis, you should really have like a hand on both places, at the Malbim and over here. Again, in Pasuk Beis, V'haya ba'yom asher tavru asher, it'll be on the day when you cross the Jordan. Blah, 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 blah. And a Pasuk Dalet, and it'll be, V'haya ba'avrachem, it'll be when you cross the Jordan. You hear the difference? The day that you cross and when you cross the Jordan. Okay. So let's keep reading in the Malbim. Right. We're after that underline. So, Tchilas Amar V'hakemosa Lecha. In the beginning by Pasuk Beis, it says you will set up for yourself. Now, you have a better, my words rubbed out, Jeanette. What's you say? Velo what?
Sorry.
Velo Beir or Velo Bochar? Velo Be'er, and doesn't explain. I filled in, it was smudged. I wasn't sure, and I was running out of time to look up for another Malbim. So all it says is you'll establish, you'll set it up. Velo Be'er, should fix it up. And it doesn't explain, Shiakumim Bahar Evel. It doesn't talk about putting it up in Har Evel. V'yacharkach Omer Shiabahar Evel. And then it says it should be in Har Evel. Again, look back in Pasuk Beis. When you cross the Jordan River, you'll set up stones. That's all. Where? It doesn't say. Pasuk Dalet, it says, when you cross the Jordan, set up the stones, blah, 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 Behar Evel. So the first time doesn't mention the place, second place mentions, so that's really the second issue over here. All right. Umadua Amar, why does it write, why does it say, and you will write all the words of the Torah, be'avracha, when you cross, shemilas be'avracha miyutar. He's referring to Pasuk Gimel now, which is following Beis, when it says, when you cross the Jordan River, you establish these stones, set up these stones, plaster them, and Gimel says, v'chasam, you will write all the words of the Torah, be'avracha, when you cross. Well, it just said you crossed. It just said in Pasuk Beis. What's this B'avrecha? When you cross. as you cross. So that's an extra thing, another difficulty. So he's got four questions over it. Why the repetition? Why one place says on the day that you cross, the second time it says when you cross, first one doesn't talk about Har Abel, the other one talks about Har Abel. Doesn't explain, why does it add the word Ba'avrecha by the first time around? So what's going on? Yeah?
Well, we're discussing this before and you said that perhaps there were two sets of stones once.
Well, no, we said there were two stones. One was in the Jordan River and one was in Gilgal.
One side and then one in the other.
No, there was one set of stones. Moshe set one up on the east bank.
Right.
And Yeshua put 12 in the river,
and
another 12 on the other side. So that's fine. But we're trying to figure out what is being commanded here exactly. No one's telling you to put it in the river. That's not what he's telling us. So let's keep reading. Now look at the next underline. Ukaviza, based on this, Mavur, the explanation must be, Shem Shnei Tzivuyim B'Shnei Zmanenu Mechulafim. It's two commandments for two separate times. Pasuk Beis and Gimel are saying the following. Tchilam, in the beginning, it says, "V'ha'yah b'yom asher tavras ha'yarden." Will be on the day, b'yom, on the day that you cross the Jordan River, v'ha'kemos elocha avodim gedolos. You will set up for yourself big stones. That is on the day that they crossed. Hutzivui echad. That's one commandment. Shinistavu laso ba'osa yom shi'avras ha'yarden v'lo yachru. It's a commandment that they were given today on the day that they crossed the Jordan River, and they shouldn't delay it. And that's what Yeshua did. That's what it says in Perek Dalet. Shehekim avonos gedolos ba'Gilgal ba'osa yom kiniskar. That he set up the stones in Gilgal on that day. As it says earlier in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Chav. And what does it say? It was a sign and a remembrance for the miracle that happened at Jordan River. That's what he's telling you to do on that day. And that's what Pasuk Beis is saying. And he says to him, Visadata, etc., and you shall plaster it. Uchsaft, and you should write on it, Be'avrecha. And you should write on it when you cross. Ratz Olaymer. What does he mean to say in this pasuk? We got to make a little dochek here. The pasuk saying, on that day you will set up the stone, and then va'acher kach be'avrecha, and then later when you'll cross, obiyom avrecha, not on the day that you cross, rak be'avrecha, when you do cross, yomim acher, days later, shetaver, after you cross, Tasa mitzvah cheres b'averivah. Do another mitzvah with these stones, which is shetasudo sambasid, plaster them up, v'chtich tovaleim es divrei Torah, and write the words of the Torah. V'yan shezeh bo derech agav katzar, and as much as it only is being brought briefly by and on the side. In other words, you got to look according to the Malbim. You look at Pesukim Beis and Gimel in Sefer Dvarim, and it says, on the day that you cross, on the very day you cross the Jordan River, the day that the miracle happens, put up the stones. Alright? Now, exactly when you're gonna plaster them, you know, we could debate it, what he means. You know, plus it seems to, and plaster it. But then, the writing will be, Be'avrecha, when you'll cross, later on. Later on. Set it, in other words, establish these stones and set them up. You put them here, and you know you got something else to do with them later on. That's what Pasuk Gimel is saying. Now he's going to go to Pasuk Dalet, next underline. He explains how to do the second mitzvah. And that's what he's saying. Shema Shomari, that's which I said in Pasuk Gimel. You write it when you cross. So now Pasuk Dalet saying, Cain to Neg, and that's what you're going to do. Now what does Pasuk Dalet say? It will be when you cross the Jordan River. It means, what does it mean? It means, ruts in the brackets, ruts lomer, Asia Merchus, many days later. Kipokas and Pasuk Dalet lomer, biyom avrecha. That's not the day you cross. It says, and later on, after the crossing, couple months later, then os takimas avonim har evil. Then you're gonna set up the stones in har evil. You'll take them from the place you put them up by the inn in Gilgal. V'talkim yasom har evil, and you'll pick them up and establish them in har evil. V'sham tekayim es ha-mitzvah sheni, send you to the second mitzvah. And now this is the second mitzvah. U'protan, the details are, lasuda asom basid, plaster them up, v'liz v'mizbech, and write an altar, believe the land of the Torah and write the words of the Torah. Shiaksu veheidim should be written clearly in 70 languages. And therefore, Lefiza comes out. Lohipo Yeshua davar mimitzvahs Rabbah. He didn't leave out anything of the commandment of his Rebbe. Kimasha kasatru, that which said first, biyom asher tavru, that which said on the day that you cross, eino mosav rakal kamasoni. It only means to put up the stones. That's it. And that's what he did. That which is right, you'll plaster and write in pasuk gimel and beis and gimel. Rasar means you have anim ruuyim, that the stones are fit and ready. That you will be able to write the Torah on them later on when it's time to write them. Okay, so that's how he learns these pesukim. That Pasuk Beis and Gimel says, set up the stones in Gilgal. And these should be the kinds of stones that are capable of being plastered and to write a Torah. And it's got to find stones that are more naturally square than boulders that are totally, you know, bumpy and jagged and impossible to write anything on. It's got to be those kinds of stones. And then Pasuk Dal says, later you will write all this and do all this and do everything that's done. And he's saying, and that's the pshat in the Pesukim. So when it says in Perek Dalet, Yeshua took the stones, that's all he did. He took the stones, he put them in Gilgal, and that was it. And then later on, in this Perek, he does everything else that's over there. So the Malbim kind of compromises and says a little bit was done in the beginning, a little bit was done later on. But that is not the consensus of many of the other Mephorshim over here. And many other Mephorshim learned that indeed this was all happening at it all happened earlier. It all happened right in the beginning. And there's a machlokas in the Gemara.
Before Jericho.
Yes. So the Malbim tries to, Malbim always tries to keep things true to the text. Let's just go to what the text says. And it says they did this all after the Battle of Ai. And he's showing you in the Pesukim how he's fitting it into the Pesukim in the Chumash. While other Mephorshim say that that's not the pshat. We have other Mephorshim say that that it all happened before. Now, so the Malbim gains, because everything is written the way it is. The question is, the many opinions who say this all happened before, why are we sticking it now in afterwards? That's the issue we have to deal with. Yes? Very good. Excellent. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, the first 12 stones, Ad HaYom HaZeh, not to be moved, right? And then in Pasuk Chaf, it says another 12 stones that he took, Yeshua set up in Gilgal. Now here's the tricky part, you know, and your children will ask you tomorrow, what are these stones, right? So, but it's not necessarily in this place. Not necessarily in this place. That's what it appears is going on. Well, everybody says they had to be in Gilgal for a little while, according to anybody. The Torah says he put it in Gilgal. Question is, they put it there just for a couple minutes, and then they moved right on, or no, it stayed in Gilgal for a couple months, and then they did it afterwards. Okay. So you know, so the mom likes to keep them the way they should be. So the question is, are those who say it's out of order, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? That's the issue over here. So we can't start any answers. We'll get 30 seconds. So tomorrow we'll bring you a number of commentaries that explain how to explain the out of order situation. And then hopefully for the balance week, we'll see a fascinating chat about this whole incident of having the six tribes on one side, the other, what exactly that means.